So she learned that she could not treat him in the way she had treated her father, or even the way she had treated Michael Courtney. Lothar was a proud man and would not allow her to trespass on his dignity, a man who had fought his whole life for the right to be his own master. He would not permit her to take advantage of his strong sense of chivalry to her and to little Shasa. She learned that she could not bully him. The next morning she found herself dismayed by his formal, aloof bearing. But as the day wore on, she became angry.
"Such a small tiff, and he sulks like a spoiled child," she told herself. "Well, we'll see who sulks longest and hardest."
By the second day, her anger had given way to loneliness and unhappiness. She found herself longing for his smile, for the pleasure of one of their long, convoluted discussions, for the sound of his laughter and his voice when he sang to her. She watched Shasa tottering around the camp, hanging onto one of Lothar's hands and engaging him in loquacious conversation that only the two of them could understand, and was appalled to find that she was jealous of her own child.
"I will give Shasa his food," she told him coldly. "It is time I resumed my duties. You need no longer discommode yourself, sir."
"Of course, Mrs. Courtney." And she wanted to cry.
"Please, I'm truly sorry."
But their pride was a mountain range between them. She listened all that afternoon for the sound of his horse returning. She heard only the sound of distant rifle fire. But it was after dark when Lothar rode in, and she and Shasa were already in their carts. She lay in the darkness and listened to the voices and the sounds as the carcasses of the springbok that Lothar had shot were offloaded from his hunting horse and hung upon the butchering rack. Lothar sat late at the fire with his men, and bursts of their laughter carried to her as she tried to compose herself to sleep. At last she heard him come to the shelter beside hers, and she listened to the splash of water as he washed in the bucket at the entrance, the rustle of his clothing, and finally the creak of the lacings of his cot as he settled upon it. Shasa's cries awoke her, and she knew instantly that he was in pain, and she swung her legs off the cot and, still half asleep, groped for him. A match flared and lantern light bloomed in Lothar's shelter.
"Shh! Quiet, my little one."
She cradled Shasa against her chest, and his hot little body alarmed her. "May I enter?" Lothar asked from the entrance.
"Oh, yes."
He stooped into the tent and set down the lantern.
"Shasa, he's sick."
Lothar took the child from her. He wore only a pair of breeches. His chest and feet were bare. His hair was tangled from the pillow. He touched Shasa's flushed cheek and then slipped a finger into his squalling mouth. Shasa choked off his next howl and bit down on the finger like a shark. "Another tooth," Lothar smiled. "I felt it this morning." He handed Shasa back to her, and he let out a howl of rejection. "I'll be back, soldier." And she heard him rummaging in the medicine chest he kept bolted to the floor of his wagon. He had a small bottle in his hand when he returned, and she wrinkled her nose at the pungent odour of oil of cloves as he pulled the cork. "We'll fix that bare old tooth, won't we just?" Lothar massaged the child's gums as Shasa sucked on his finger. "That's a brave soldier." He laid Shasa back in his cot, and within minutes he had fallen asleep again. Lothar picked up the lantern. "Good night, Mrs. Courtney," he said quietly, and went to the entrance.
"Lothar!"
His name on her lips startled her as much as it did him.
"Please,"
she whispered.
"I've been alone for so long. Please, don't be cruel to me any more."
She held out both arms towards him, and he crossed to her and sank down onto the edge of the cot beside her.
"Oh, Lothar!"
Her voice was choked and gusty, and she wrapped her arms around his neck.
"Love me," she pleaded. Oh, please, love me.
And his mouth was hot as fever on hers, his arms about her so fierce that she gasped as the breath was driven from her lungs.
Yes, I was cruel to you, he told her softly, his voice trembling in his throat, but only because I wanted so desperately to hold you, because I ached and burned with my love for you.
Oh, Lothar, hold me and love me, and never, ever let me go.